What are you doing at GAO to help agencies get the most out of the acquisition process?
Well, you know, I think that a well-trained cadre of acquisition professionals and a customer base that actually has a good understanding of the process and what their role in it is goes a long way to making sure that we get the most for our money in the federal buying market. Here at GAO, one of the things that we're doing to move the needle in that regard is actually started by David Fisher, the chief administrative officer and CFO at GAO before I got here in February. And that was to put in a basically revamp our core process or contracting officers, representatives training program here. And what we did is basically piggyback off of the OMB directive establishing a risk-based three-tiered approach to cores, making sure that cores are trained regarding the level of contract that they're administering and managing, and making sure that they receive certification. Here at GAO, we went a little bit beyond the required training that's required under the FACCOR OMB memo and added some additional training requirements related to ensuring that the Corps understand appropriations law. They've had training in procurement ethics, as well as in the contractor performance assessment reporting system. I think it's called CPARS, to make sure that when we're doing our reviews of contract competitions, that people are trained in what they need to do and have a good understanding of the process.
Do you think the shared services initiative will make the acquisition process easier for organizations like GAO?
Generally speaking, at GAO, we're primarily salaries and expenses. GAO is a people organization, so we're not in the buying market as much as most federal agencies. But I do, in general, believe that anytime you streamline the process, you bring in the government's power to purchase and leveraging it, it makes for a better process. Here at GAO, we do try to leverage with our sister legislative branch agencies in the procurement market to achieve efficiencies as well as dollar savings with our vendors.
It seems to me that an agency like yours is the perfect one, the perfect kind, to be able to partner with other organizations that are similar to be able to take advantage of more buying power.
Absolutely. It is something that I think across government in general that we'll be looking to streamline operations, make sure that we're not reinventing the wheel and having multiple agencies go out and have to go to the market and go through the whole acquisition process multiple times for the same product.
What steps do you have in place at your organization to keep the process streamlined? Getting it streamlined is one thing, but keeping it that way is a different animal.
So I think that that starts at the top, and Gene Dodaro, the Comptroller General, is very committed to making sure that we are efficient in our operations. We have a continuous process improvement office here at GAO that looks at all our operations on an ongoing basis to make sure that we are operating as efficiently and as effectively as possible. And the leadership team on down through David Fisher, myself, and the acquisition director keep an eye on the process and have metrics in place and different vehicles we use to make sure that we're being as efficient as possible.
Are you in an organization like GAO where you have a tremendous amount of work about a particular process, in this case the acquisition process, is that instructive to you to see what people are finding in the executive branch agencies to apply in an agency like yours?
Absolutely. One of the things that we try to do is take a look at our GAO reports, what we're recommending that other agencies do, and try to make sure that we apply those lessons learned and those recommendations here in our own operations.